And this is a pretty big week for my youngest because he is in fifth grade. And do y'all remember what feature that you had to watch in fifth grade?
Just the sex thing?
Yes.
The sex edubication?
Tomorrow is film day of boys go into one room, girls go into the other, and you watch a 30-45 minute film, and life is never the same after you watch that thing.
I thought since this is Texas, parents can opt out of that and
declare it
part of the socialist agenda and
I haven't
send their
heard
kids
that.
To Bible school.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. Maybe we do have an option, but I
you didn't exercise
that. If there was one, yeah.
I don't remember the particulars of the film.
We didn't do that. I didn't do that.
I remember seeing a film around 5th, 6th, 7th grade, and it was just about the birthing process. It wasn't about the making of the baby process.
Mm-hmm.
It just showed the placenta and the baby and then the afterbirth, and we all got real grossed out. But I don't remember actual sex films.
Well, this isn't necessarily... I mean, I guess it is. It's an introductory to, there's a difference between boys and girls. You've probably started noticing that, and this is what all these parts do kind of thing.
In fifth grade, a little late for that. In fifth grade, they're already...
Okay, my son is 10. No,
yeah,
I started thinking about it, thinking...
You can't compare it to you.
Well, I know. I was thinking it came later, but it turns out it was the same time. It was fifth grade.
Yeah. That's been, I think, standard for a while.
They're a little more advanced in fifth grade than when we were fifth graders.
But I don't know. These kids that I'm around, I don't think they're that
you may be right
from where I was.
You may be right on that particular group of kids, but...
Some are, I know.
I think that, in general, you know, kids are already having rainbow parties and all that kind of stuff.
By fifth grade?
I think some stuff goes on, yeah.
Wow.
See, and the other tricky thing about all this is internet
pornography. Yeah.
That is really revolutionized. That's kicked
any
it up
kid,
to a performance degree.
Any kid can get it any time.
At any time.
Yeah.
And that's back in the day, I mean, it was a special ops, special forces ops that had to retrieve some of this stuff.
You had to find a Playboy in the playground somewhere that had been through about 10 rainstorms.
Yeah, you
had to rely
out
on
in the
wind.
Woods. Or
you had to rely on wind conditions to be just right to blow something into your neighborhood.
Or it was the very difficult extraction from Daddy's closet that...
Yeah, or
involved some planning and clock watching.
Yeah. Your friend's dad's closet that you went on a special mission for while they were at work.
Oh, yeah. And you talked about it for a few months beforehand. We ought to go in there and get those. I know they're in there and working up courage and plans.
He had his socks on top of it, not his underwear. You sure?
You sure? Oh, good God, we don't remember running out of time. We got to get this back in place.
Yeah, I do remember, though, in fifth grade watching that film and... You know, I was so into baseball cards and what was going on with the Cowboys, and I had not even thought about girls, really. And then when that film aired, I was like, okay, that's disgusting.
All right, so
especially the pictures of the guys, as, you know, showed a 30-year-old man. I was like, I remember thinking at the time, do we really need to see this? I have no interest right now.
All right, help me again with the specifics. What did it show? Did it show the actual... intercourse? Did it show naked men, naked women?
Yes. It was basically
showed the boosh.
Yeah, it was body parts, you know. And a lot of it was animated, but it showed, you know, this is what happens when
a man loves a woman.
Kind of.
Did it show where to put particular body parts?
Yeah. And
really?
And that's, you know, that's when Del Young and C.B. Erickson would fall out laughing, you know. You'd hear a wiener call from the back of the room.
What?
And film would stop and lights would come on. Yeah, and the film would go off track. But I just remember at the time thinking that I don't know if I wasn't ready for it, but it's just like, man, I don't.
So your parents had not talked to you before then?
And never did until...
Oh, you mean still to this day they have never talked to you about it?
No.
See, doesn't a part of you think that if parents just had talked about that all along, that's just part of life, the same as breathing, same as everything else? There's
sexuality.
We would sexuality.
Be a lot better off, probably, yeah.
Yeah, instead of
so
keeping it wrapped up in the box and telling the kid that it doesn't really exist and it's sin... And then all of a sudden you got to pop open the box and say, well, you're a product of mommy and daddy's sin.
Yeah.
although we're in a marriage and that's okay. But the way we did it really wasn't so Christian.
Yeah, it would work a lot better that way, I think, in general. But then again, it's also how you're wired. And if you've got a kid that's wired to be really horny and you tell them that early and you're open with it, if they're still wired to be horny, they're still going to be trying stuff in fifth grade.
Wow. That sounds so harsh early in the morning, Craig talking about horny kids.
I know. But I mean, it's like, you know, we've talked a lot about you can be the best parent in the world, but if you've got a kid that's wired to be a serial killer,
yeah,
well, he's probably going to be a serial killer. Mm-hmm. No matter what you do and no matter how open you are or no matter how churched the kid is. Sometimes, but I think you should play the odds that in general, if you're open with them early or if you church the kid or whatever, that he's going to be on the right path. Play the odds, but yeah. Sometimes even playing the odds doesn't matter.
But why is it that sexuality, above all the other elements of being a human, that's the one just so feared and tricked up? I mean, it's like, I think parents would freak out, obviously, a lot more if they found out their kid was playing doctor than if their kid snuck around and had a smoke in fifth grade.
Yeah.
You think they'd flip out worse on the doctor thing?
Yes, I think they would. That just frightens them because it seems like such a powerful force that they're messing with now.
Is it because of the risk of pregnancy?
In fifth grade?
Well, you know, I mean,
or
eventually.
At some point, yeah.
Maybe too early and they fear their freshman in high school is going to get pregnant or get someone pregnant.
That's a huge fear. But at the same time, I don't know, Gordo, I think some parents may fear the drug thing more than they do the sex thing.
They think,
well, I can talk to them about that, and, you know, it's not going to kill them. You know, the drug thing may kill them.
All right, but let's say the adult child and the adult parent. Well, obviously the adult parent is an adult child. but like them, you know, they're both married and everything, but they would never talk their sex life, you know?
Right.
But yet that is a component of being a human, and... Mm-hmm. I'm not saying being graphic, but just that weird pretending that everyone does, that just...
doesn't exist.
Yeah. There's something strange about that to me.
Is it because the sex life is so private, and as a parent, you don't want your kid to have anything that private from you?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to know everything that they're doing, and that seems so removed because you've kept it so removed from your friends and family and parents. That it seems so out of your control as a parent because it's so private.
I guess so. But also, why, like, kids, is it natural or is this cultural that kids see their parents kiss and it's, ew, oh God, why is that? I'm not talking about making out, you know what I'm saying? It's just,
I know, you don't want to see it.
Typical affection. I mean, I here's know. A kid who wants their parents to love each other.
Mm-hmm. But I think that...
And this is part of being a human, the same as eating.
Well, I think it's a matter of, you know, how much do they show it. I think if they showed it all the time, it would just become, okay, that's mom and dad being affectionate.
Which, that's the point about being open about sexuality.
But if it is once every 2 months and, you know, mom and dad are...
Got a few drinks in them.
Out in the kitchen, you know. It's like, oh my God, what are y'all doing?
Dad's pushing mom's head into a cabinet.
I'm sorry. That's not...
Well, he has to up the ante, doesn't he?
Yeah, very few kids have seen that, I hope. Unfortunately, it's probably has happened.
Well, I'm not talking about slamming her head into it yet.
Yet? You're not really helping yourself much there.
All right, how about just clubbing her on the back of the head with a Campbell's soup can?
How about we go to break?
We don't do that in radio.
No. No breaks.
We don't do that in radio. We have never
We're always
done that
here.
In radio. That's right. We never go away. 548 here on Sports Radio 1310
don't
the ticket.
Don't go away.
I believe George is talking.
I was trying to.